The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. All right, I'll admit that's a strange cut. It is 2 minutes after the hour, no, 3 minutes after the hour on Friday, July 10th, 2020. We are live and you are listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. I am Sam. With me is Becky. How are you, Becky?
I'm well. I'm muted.
You're muted. Oh, you like moving around on me from one microphone to the other, and so I'm never really sure which one to turn on.
Well, it's on now and I'm doing great because now I can be heard.
How are things by you?
Good. I'm excited that it turned out to be a lovely day today.
Yeah.
We've started getting ready for tomorrow's Hilltop Community Cleanup. So started going through some of the things in our home that have been collecting. And I'm grateful that the Solid Waste Services of the city is doing this, because it's like one big massive call to haul for the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
So that's what we've been doing and what we'll probably continue doing.
Probably. It's also a Sounders game today, which I admit I have some mixed feelings about.
But we want our favorite players and athletes to be safe and everything, but also, man, it's really fun to just see some kind of things that hint at how life used to be or how we wish it could be.
I suppose. So are you ready for the briefings?
I am.
Go ahead.
State-level updates on COVID-19 are found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can visit wa211.org online.
In the Washington State Department, well, not the State Department, but the department where we talk, the part of the show where we talk about Washington State, okay, that just fell over and died. The governor has extended and modified a proclamation regarding the Open Public Meetings Act and the Public Records Act, allowing government organizations to continue to meet virtually. It also waives the mandated time frame of responding to requests to accommodate the physical closures of public buildings. Public agencies in Phase 3 counties may choose to include in-person components to their public meetings. The governor has also waived certain statutory and regulatory requirements relating to the Department of Health licensing for healthcare facilities and has loosened restrictions on the manufacturing of hand sanitizer. The Developmental Disabilities Administration has received permission to loosen their timeline for conducting regular in-person reviews, site visits, and assessments of clients. The full text of each gubernatorial proclamation can be found in the news section of coronavirus.wada.gov and governor.wada.gov. WIC, the Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, will continue offering remote services, including enrollment, at least through September 30th, instead of requiring in-person meetings. WIC has also expanded the list of allowed foods to give families more choices, launched a WIC shopper app, and WIC cards for marketing purchases. For more info, you can text WIC to 96859 or dial the Help Me Grow WA hotline at 1-800-322-2588 or visit parenthelp123.org. The pause on letting any county move to the next phase of reopening may be extended beyond next week if the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise, per the Washington Secretary of Health. Officials urge Washingtonians to continue to limit in-person gatherings and wear masks in public to contain respiratory droplets responsible for spreading the virus. The Washington Poison Control Center has issued a warning that some hand sanitizers marketed and sold in the U.S. have been found to contain an amount of methanol, also known as wood alcohol, that can be toxic for humans and animals. Methanol is not FDA approved for use in hand sanitizers in the U.S., and ingestion or skin exposure at high levels can cause blurred vision, blindness, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, headache, loss of coordination, and decreased alertness. Sounds like that, you know, one of those parts of those commercials. Consumers can check products against the FDA recall list at FDA.gov or call Washington Poison Center at 1-800-222-1222. For questions. Recalled product should be discarded in hazardous waste and not flushed or poured down drains. Individuals who have not completed the National 2020 Census may receive in-person visits in the coming weeks. The census can be completed online at 2020census.gov or by calling 844-330-2020.
As individuals participate in summer recreation, the State Emergency Management Division warns that there is a severe fire potential this weekend in many counties due to dry and windy conditions. The National Weather Service has issued warnings for Adams, Benton, Chelan, Columbia, Douglas, Franklin, Grant, Kittitas, Klickitat, Lincoln, Okanagan, Walla Walla, and Yakima counties. The state advises against driving on grass, throwing cigarettes out car windows, or utilizing campfires in these areas. And in fact, don't throw cigarette butts out car windows anyway.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like something that you'd want people to do. Regionally, the Big Ten Collegiate Athletic Conference will not be playing any non-conference games this fall, if any games at all, which means the UW football team's home opener against Michigan on September 5th has been canceled.
Moving to Pierce County news, WorkSource and Workforce Pierce County are hosting Job Fest 2020 virtually on July 15th for young adult job seekers ages 16 to 24. Attendees will chat with recruiters and meet with employers who are hiring for full-time, part-time, and seasonal jobs. Participants can register at hirepiercecounty.easyvirtualalfair.com. Just go to our website to find that link there at daily.ktqa.org. Or, even better yet, call 360-504-8141. Individuals living in Pierce County whose income, work, or access to child care have been impacted by COVID-19 may qualify for child care assistance depending on household gross income. Call Child Care Aware Washington at 1-800-446-1114, 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday to see if financial help is available. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department is making vital records available for order online or by mail with same-day curbside pickup available for orders submitted by 1 p.m. Call 253-798-6555 or visit tpchd.org and search for birth records, death certificates, or vital records.
Moving on to the city of Tacoma, the Tacoma Community House is hosting early childhood education training for refugees and other immigrants starting July 13th and running through September 18th. Participants earn STARS certification for child care professionals, receive English language instruction and mentorship while job searching, and coaching for how to open and operate one's own child care business. This program is free and covers the cost of instruction, certification, CPR training, vaccinations, background checks, and support services. Interested individuals can email workready@tacomacommunityhouse.org or call 253-383-3951. The Tacoma Spring Fest, which was postponed once and rescheduled for August, has now been canceled.
Here are the testing sites that are in our region. For Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit tpchd.org/COVID test. Patients can also call their healthcare providers for tests. In general, patients need to arrive at testing sites wearing face coverings and expect the process to take about 15 minutes. Some of the testing sites offer rapid test results, while others have a 48-hour turnaround time.
All right. Well, those are the updates we have for Friday. We have a fairly busy Friday here around the house, so we're just going to get right to it, I think. What do you think about that?
I think that's great. We do have an interview today to talk about some of the fun things going on this weekend in Tacoma.
Well, I like announcing the interview. You're on the interview. I like to announce them.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking my jobs this week.
I am, aren't I?
You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. You can dial 211 for Statewide Community Resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. Now on to today's interview.
I'm very pleased to welcome back Troy Christensen. He's the executive director for Rainbow Center in Tacoma. We spoke, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago or so. Welcome back, Troy.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So remind us once again, for maybe our listeners who didn't catch it the first time around when we spoke, what is the Rainbow Center?
We're a community center with a mission to educate, advocate, and celebrate with and on behalf of the LGBTQ community.
Well, celebrations is really what I wanted to talk to you about today, because July is when Tacoma celebrates LGBTQ Pride. But before I read a little bit more on the website, had this little question in my mind of why July instead of June, because most places commemorate Stonewall riots and most places commemorate Pride and celebrate Pride in the month of June. So why July for Tacoma?
That's true. The majority of communities celebrate in June. And part of the reason that Tacoma does it in July is because Seattle's doing it in June and we wanted ours to be separate from theirs. And also because there's a better chance that we're going to have good weather in July than in June in Tacoma. But there are other places around the country. For example, Palm Springs celebrates it in November because in July it's 120 degrees and not many people want to go outside. So it just depends on where you are, what month it is.
Sounds like any month is a great month to be able to celebrate LGBTQ Pride and raise the profile of our diverse community. So I'm down with it. That sheds a little bit of light on things. What are some of the celebratory things that have already taken place this month? Because this week sort of kicked it off, right?
It did. Mostly the things that have happened so far have been virtual events. The flag was raised above the Tacoma Dome this year using the inclusive rainbow flag, which includes the six traditional colors as well as black and brown. We also had a virtual flag raising at the City Municipal Building and at the Port of Tacoma. And we'll be airing tonight the Pride Awards for 2020 that have been pre-recorded, so that will be virtual as well. Tomorrow, we have the virtual Pride Parade, and it'll be the first virtual Pride Parade that's ever occurred in Tacoma.
How does a virtual parade happen?
Well, we'll have live MCs and recorded messages from everyone who would have wanted to do a float for a parade. And so they'll be talking between the video clips, similar to what you would see in a regular Macy's Day Parade, for example. But the MCs will be live here at Rainbow Center. That's from 11 to 12. And then from 12 to 6, somewhere between 70 and 100 businesses will be doing smaller pandemic-safe celebrations. And they're on tacomapride.org, as well as you can find a list of those. I believe the News Tribune released that yesterday, and you can find those events listed on our social media, both for Tacoma Pride and for Rainbow Center. And some of those businesses are just opening for the day and saying, we support Pride, and they have a small giveaway, and their business will just be open. But some organizations are restaurants and cocktail lounges where they will be celebrating Pride and naming a dish or a drink in honor of Pride. That'll all happen 12 to 6 tomorrow.
I've already seen some of the businesses around Tacoma with more decorations, rainbows in windows, more so than usual sometimes. Yeah. We, of course, have a very LGBTQ-friendly city where many organizations and businesses will have those kinds of signifiers up year-round. But it's been really nice, as you know, kind of walking around or doing errands, of course, safely during the pandemic, to be able to see those notes, because there's a lot of us that are missing or going to be missing what we've come to know as that street festival, right? What started out as out in the park and sort of transitioned to a big festival. Can you give a little bit of the history of that, of how Tacoma Pride has kind of evolved? Because I imagine this virtual, you know, participation and distributed celebration is just another piece in the evolution of how Tacoma celebrates Pride.
It is. We had a group of volunteers that were not related to any particular organization that started out in the park, and I believe it was held at Lincoln and Wright Parks initially. And then eventually that program became a program and a trademark of Rainbow Center, Tacoma Pride being the trademark name. And I think the reason for that is just because it grew so much that the event really needed an organization that could organize and spearhead everything that needed to happen, because we've had between 15 and 20,000 people at the big street festival the past couple of years, which is a significant undertaking in planning. And of course, having had it grow that much, and then this year to say, oh, we may not have Pride, everyone said, you've got to be kidding, there's got to be another way to do it. And some cities have just done completely virtual Prides, which last a day. We decided we wanted to do a hybrid with some live events and some virtual events, making sure that there were opportunities for different ways to celebrate. The city still had their proclamation on Tuesday naming July Pride Month and outlining the reasons why the city was not about to forego Pride for a year, which is, you know, just means Tacoma's a great place to live if you're LGBTQ. So we were pretty excited about that. And one other event that I forgot to mention is that tomorrow morning there is a Stride for Pride 5K, and people will be doing that remotely and then sharing a photo or something online about where they ran for their stride.
I've been seeing more organizations do what would traditionally be communal 5Ks, and to have that kind of invitation and reminder of, okay, you might be isolated, it might be hard, gyms might be closed, but hey, you can still do something that's good for your physical health and brings awareness to things. It's kind of a really neat idea and reminder of what kinds of things we used to do communally, but people can still continue on their own, even during the time of COVID.
Exactly. I belong to a runners group, and there's nothing that's going to keep people who love running from running. And what a great opportunity if you can sign up for something and get a t-shirt and or maybe a medal or a number in the mail or at a pickup place, and feel like you're part of a running community or feel like you're supporting a great organization like Rainbow Center.
Maybe for those of us that aren't so much fans of running, myself maybe, perhaps included, that might be missing things like, oh, I don't know, the community swimming pool. It might be an easy and gentle introduction to, you know, 5K isn't that much, you know, and many of us do that easily on walks, on foot, when we're, you know, perhaps running errands. So maybe for those that might be a little intimidated of doing a 5K communally with folks that are distance runners or seasoned runners, provides a little bit of, you know, on your own, try it out, you know, don't have to have folks watching you. So that's also an interesting sort of way to participate and get in that physical activity and exercise. I also saw that OL Reign is going to be playing, of course, their match outside of Washington, but it will be celebrated as a Pride match against Portland.
Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of local people that are quite excited about it.
One of the things that I thought was really excellent, and not just a celebratory kind of social media sharing, things like that, is through PCAF, Pierce County AIDS Foundation, doing drive-through HIV and hepatitis testing. And it just reminded me that in terms of celebrating Pride, one of those ways to really bring awareness and attention and inclusion to folks is to make sure that we are supporting everyone's health. So that was a thing that I thought was really cool and wasn't just about dances and photos and the pretty glitzy stuff. But there's some real pragmatic things that are celebrated and supported through Pride. Are there any other kinds of things like that that you can think of?
We have tried to raise awareness about Black Lives Matter through this year's Pride. Not only all of our points of Pride with businesses, but in our communications, in our social media, in the proclamation from the city of Tacoma, in our recommendation that people support local Black-owned businesses, and it's our intention to say we're right there with you in solidarity, and we know what it's like to be excluded and to be held down, and we also know that a lot of our rights came from Black and brown trans women who rioted at Stonewall. And so we feel it's our obligation to make sure that we help keep this alive right now and don't let the community or the country become complacent again like we have multiple times after awareness has been raised like this about the systematic racism that hits Black Americans more probably than any other race.
Where can folks learn more about Pride and Rainbow Center? You said TacomaPride.org. Is there social media accounts?
On Facebook, they can go to Rainbow Center or to Tacoma Pride. But the most inclusive place is the website, TacomaPride.org.
Well, Troy, is there anything else that you'd like to share with KTQA listeners?
I would just like to say happy Pride, Tacoma.
Happy Pride, Troy. Thank you so much, Troy, for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Troy Christensen is the Executive Director for Rainbow Center in Tacoma.
You can dial 311 to connect to the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources to the United Way. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our website is daily.ktqa.org. Or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. See you on Monday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.